This meditation has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you. Take a couple of deep breaths. Give yourself permission to let go of the outside world. And just give yourself permission to be in this present moment. Nothing else matters. Our intention today is to seed our desire for that which we choose to manifest. To create that, we've gone through a process to gain clarity of what it is we really do want to manifest. Shifting from that which is on the surface and perhaps shallow in appearance to the depths of what you're really, truly wanting to create in your life for you. For you know, as you manifest something within yourself, it is easy to flow that energy outward into the world for others to learn. So allow yourself to begin to move deeply into your heart. Feel the rhythm of the beating of the heart beginning to slow. And as the heart begins to slow, your brain waves begin to slow as well. And you're able to move your focus from your humanness and all of your limitations and move into your higher self. Become the observer of the physical you. You do this through intention. It's very simple. Imagine yourself observing your physicalness. As you do, be aware consciously of the spaciousness around you. And we want to begin by talking to the ego. And we're going to ask the ego to connect with the higher self. Allow the ego to know that it's safe. No harm can come to it. For as you're in a human body, the ego has a job to do. We're asking the ego to change its job parameters. The ego has lived and guided you from the past We're asking the ego to move into alignment with the higher self so that it can receive the divine guidance from the higher self to guide your life physically. I want you to consciously be aware of what this connection feels like and looks like between the ego and the higher self. You may see it as a symbol, maybe a path, maybe a tunnel or a tube, it doesn't matter. Get very clear of what that connection looks like. Remember what it looks like. Remember what it feels like very consciously. Remember the picture or the symbol of this connection. And as the observer, I want you to consciously observe the ego agreeing to move into complete alignment with the higher self. As it does so, you can feel, sense, see, hear, taste a difference in the ego. Pay attention to that difference. Does it feel brighter, lighter? Did the color of the ego change? This connection allows your perceptions to change with ease and with grace. So we're calling forth Master Hilarion and Saint Germain and asking them and assisting us in this moment to release any and all glass ceilings that you've created that inhibit you in manifesting your dreams. Whatever that might be, it could be an inherited genetic belief, a response against what you're wanting to create. You could have been programmed either by family, genetics, society, friends, a teacher maybe that you might, or a friend maybe that you might have respected that told you you could not accomplish this. Clearing away and transmuting whatever this conditioning to you, purifying it. All of that unworthiness, all of that lack, all of the victim energy that says you're not enough, you're not perfect enough, you're not smart enough, you're not intelligent enough, your heart's not big enough, you can't physically do it, whatever those conditionings were, we're asking Saint Germain and Hillerin and Serapis Bay wants to come in to lift, clear, and purify all of these things, all of these misalignments that have been held within you now. Just take a couple of deep breaths and just allow. You may even feel the recoding taking place in your heart or in your physical mind or in your third eye or in your crown. Allowing the energies of the lower three chakras to be cleared, purified, balanced, harmonized, and activated. Each one, the root, the sacral, the solar plexus. And as they begin to clear, the frequency of the root chakra raises to the sacral. The frequency of the root and the sacral raises to the solar plexus. And together, in union, the three lower chakras raise to the heart and become unified and whole within the heart. Allow yourself to feel or sense the changes within the heart, within the solar plex, the sacral, and the root. Can physically feel the shifting and changes. Aligning the physical heart with the high heart. Connecting the high heart with the high mind of the higher self. Complete unity. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to experience consciously what this feels like. Completely in a different frequency. Still the observer. The rest of you is in complete alignment with your higher self now. Now, while in this state, I want you to repeat to yourself the I am statement that you created before meditation. Repeat it 3 times. And with the next deep, deep breath, as you breathe out, you're sending that intention out into the universe. I am. I am. I am. Let's take a moment breathing normally, allowing the alignments to take place, allowing the reweaving threads of your life aligning with that which you wish to manifest, that which you desire to bring into physical form, for that which is in your highest timeline reality. That which is love. For that which is purity. For that which is truth. Take a few moments. Ask that your intentions be blessed by the Divine, Holy Mother and Father. And give gratitude in whatever manner you would like. Allowing all of these realignments and adjustments calibrate and anchor into your physical body. We're going to seal your energy field. And taking your time, you can allow yourself to come back into your physical body, bringing all of this knowledge back with you. And taking your time as you're ready, you can allow yourself to come back up very gently to wide awake. Namaste.